In the relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a wife, and we're understanding this aspect of how, we're just going through different examples, he's illustrating how the examples that we've seen from Klal Yisrael's history, where we as the Kala have dedicated ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even under the most difficult circumstances. This year should be a schus for Rabbi Yankov Yitzchok Ben Rochaleya. Rosh Hashanah Tifrach is very ill. It should be for a fusha for schus for him. In relation to this bond of love with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, a Jew has complete control, total power. בגיאס אירופה, הגבושה בידי הנאצים, הוקמה מחתרת שנוברי ישיבה, שמייסת היציע בשם התיסיהו. So why did a meister this? Can't imagine a more appropriate meister. In the ghettos that the Nazi set up, there were a bunch of yeshiva bochrim that set themselves up in a bunker, and they carried on learning. It was set up by a bochur whose name was Matisiyahu. He was brought up in an Austrian family that was completely assimilated. He became a Baal Tshuva at 15, despite the enormous opposition from his parents. He became a Baal Tshuva. He came to Poland, he left his home and he went to Poland. From there he grew and grew in Limerat Torah. When the Germans took over Poland, he gathered his chaburah, the group of students, and he said to them, "Gzeirus ha-Germanim legalechet ha-Zakar v'ha-Payas l'chalul Shabbos." Gzeirus Shmadheim. These gzeirus that the Germans are making us cut our beards and cut off our payers and the Chalim Shabbos are begin a gzeirus Shmad. Lo nichna lidurseim. We are not going to give in to their request. Nered lemachteres nishbol zochem v'apayers. We're going to go into a bunker and we're going to guard our beards and our payers. Nishmol Shabbos v'nil moteira koroid ruachayim v'apayimish. And we're going to learn Torah as long as we have the breath in our bones. We're going to makadosh our last to Kodesh Baruch Hu until the last moment. Bein ha-chulvus she-noisru la-ach ha-chul ben ha-ghetto nimtze yomoynu shel echad ha-yudim me-ashirin machreinim shel ha-matis zo-viktsim. That's how they called the bochrim that joined that followed the minag of Matisyahu. They called them Matizvokitsim. The Yomoina, they found the diary of one of these boys that had managed to write one of this group of Matisyahu wrote a diary. The Yomoina, who mita keitzad noite levado achron babunka. He writes how he found himself alone in the bunker. Keshuru goises barab ubi yisurim kashim. He was on his last leg with famine and enormous pain. Yadua lo ki od mispa shoy to shuv lo yeh bein ha-chayim. I didn't know if it was so noisy down here.
Okay.
Huh? Yeah, no, but I'm not used to it. We used to give share before the kailo, so there was nobody here. What do we have to do? We have to find some way of doing this somewhere. All right.
What a library, huh?
The library thing you, right? If I said on that side, it may be better. You're right. Could be. Okay, we'll try. Let's see tomorrow. Huh? No, but I'm projecting away from the noise. Got interest. I don't know. Okay, let's see. I'll have to just shout. Ha'esh ha-bo'eretz reveysa ve'lechaz ve'mekaveretz el ha-bunker shelo. The Nazis couldn't find all the bunkers. What they did, they used to just burn everything. But in a bunker, Mamela used to get it was an underground basement or whatever. So they burnt the houses, eventually the basements also got burnt. So the fire was coming. Who mistapek him la'ashlich atzmo la'ish? She wasn't sure whether he should throw himself into the fire. Shemarei lo menes negelav. It's coming anyway. V'kach yoch sochshas mispa shel yisurim kashim. In order to avoid hours of suffering. Ulamu mitlabet kashot ha'im la'asoyzoyz. Ki shema alav la'am shechnoiz oi kama shod. Kerotzen Hashem ad she'esh tegi alav v'tamisoyzov. The other sofer goes, no, maybe I've got to carry on living and be over Hashem and let the fire come and take me away. Toch kadei ksivas advarim niska atzia besipum meroysov v'taloysov shelechad yudim b'zman ha'intrizitzia b'svad. While he was writing his diary, he was thinking about this diary must have been thrown off to the wall. I don't know how they'd access it. It'd just be fun at how the diary popped at the top of the pity. He got burnt in the bunker. Charlie's out of the diary survive. But he remembered a story that he'd heard about one of the Jews in Inquisitia during the Spanish Inquisition. He remembered the following story. Ha'anusim b'svat shomru b'sei sal yud yadutom v'oed sheklap pechutz haim amidu ponim ki'ilu haim chayim k'noitzim. What was the Inquisition? Jews lived at home like Jews, but they conducted themselves outside, so they converted to Christianity. What's the danger? Is that if you got caught, you got burnt at the stake. One of the very important families in Spain managed to live like this. Achen is Galtal Yadea Inquisitia, until they got discovered by the Inquisition. One of their friends came and warned them, you're about to get caught. They managed to escape. They left with nothing and they went from place to place to place. They managed to eventually get to a refugee camp in Morocco. And these were obviously a very wealthy, important family. It was very hard for them. Terrible conditions in the refugee camps. As normal refugee camps, food, terrible conditions, diseases. Then they started a plague in the camp. The plague wiped out right and left many people. None of his children survived. All his children died from the plague. Eventually his wife also died in the plague. The father left alone, nothing, lost all his money, lost all his honor, all his wealth in a refugee camp in a strange country. All his children and his wife died. And he turned his eyes to Shemayim and he says like this, Ribbono shel Olam, yodea ani shekol ha'taloi she'avru alai hayu nisoyim. I know that everything that I've been through is a test from you. Ha'amad ha'taloi b'nisoyim kedei lahavikoch im chalila afsik la'amin b'cha alai b'cha. I know you put me through this test to see whether Khalil I'm going to give up my love and my belief in you. Up to now you haven't managed to break me. Or to see whether up to now you've taken everything, I've got nothing. What else can you take away from me? You haven't broken me up to now. So what have you got left to take away from me? Rak shnei dvarim leiseli, all I've got are two things. Ve'elo em chai, the first one is my love. Ve'asheni hi emunos chobok. Emunosi boch. I've got my love and my emunah in you. That's all I've got left. Imroi tatali toiles chai harai hai nusuni lecho. If you want to take away my love, well, it's yours to take. It doesn't belong to me. Hanashama loch v'aguf shaloch. The neshama is yours and the guf is yours. Ula, im reitza ata li tome mene se, v'nosei boch, ata hafti v'et avosi alecho. But if you want to take away my emunah in you and the love that I have for you, es eile lo tuch lekachet mimi, that you can't take away from me. Haftelecha hi shali v'rak shali. The love that I have for you is mine and it belongs only to me and you can't take it away. Zu beginnes telem alechim shenot v'bnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the telem alechim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us. Kishem shaKadosh Baruch Hu kol yoichu. The same as HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do whatever he wants. It's kol yoichu. But nekuda zu gam hayudi hu kol yoichu. So too is a Jew kol yoichu. Who can be yochel afilu kol yoichu kineged HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Even against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this nekuda, a person going to war against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can take away whatever you want from me, but this is mine and you can't take this away from me. Why? Because that's what Bechira is. Ultimately, that is the definition of Bechira. It's a miracle. We don't understand how it can be, but that's a fact. Bechira means even a Kodesh Baruch Hu can't interfere with this Nakuda. Because if he could, it's not Bechira. Then it's some kind of a pretending that you've got Bechira. But in certain areas, we have real Bechira. So back in the bunker, את המילים הללו זוכה יהודי הצייה באיז שהסתת בבונקר. That these words the Jew, this young Jew remembered in the hiddenness of his bunker. וכך הוא כוסף בימונה, and so he wrote in his diary. כאשר נזכרתי בסיפור זה, קלטתי לפתע כי רגעים אלו בהם אני מצטעת עם עצמי, האם לקפוץ לאיש לקוט לסחי או לא, עשה לי realize that these moments that I have, where I'm busy deciding whether I should jump into the ash and live or not, these are the most important moments of my life. Right now I've got a milchama. I have a war going on between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I can win this war. הזדמנות להכיח אהב ומוחלטס ודבקס כמורה בקודש ברוך הוא. In these last few moments of my life, I have the opportunity to prove, without any doubt, 100% proof, the love and the cleaving that I have to הקודש ברוך הוא. אהב ושואלם לא זכיתי לו. That in the whole world, I'll never be able to have such an opportunity. ויש השער גורל לי סופונה לקודש ברוך הוא ואימא. In this final moment of his life, he turned to HaKadosh Baruch and he said, when I gave up all hope, there's no reason for me to carry on living. I now understand that everything that's happening to me is a nisayin and a mifcha. It's a test. Do I carry on loving you? And do I continue to yearn and desire for Torah and mitzvahs? Nilchemes b'noi, nilchemes bi. Ulam lo shabat oti. You can't break me. You can war against me, but you can't break me. V'korev ta'acho is bi'esh v'techolosi. Very soon the fire is going to get hold of me and going to burn me. Ulam ani lo arutz v'echpaz lamus. However, I'm not going to give up and I'm not going to die. I'm not killing myself. Oysen shos, spulois shenatatili, those measured hours that you gave me, achein yeshlem tachlis. As long as I'm alive, there's a purpose. Tachlisan lo echiach lecha. What's the purpose of a life? It's been a bunker where you're dying from starvation, you're about to be burnt, you can feel the heat already. תחליסן להוכיח לך שגם אם החיים שנשאותי לי אוהבכים להיות חיים של יסור טויפס. Even if the life that I have that you've given me gets turned into a life of terrible, terrible suffering. למרות כל זו ישחי מהאויצה היקה שיש בידינו. Nevertheless, that's the most precious treasure house we have in our hands. הם יקרים מאוד, they valuable מאוד. והם ציוי שם יכולים אנו להוכיח לך שלא אילם לתוך ולגרים לנו שלא נעב אתך. Via this suffering, I'm able to prove that there is no way that you'll ever get me to stop loving you. You can take away our lives, but you cannot take away the love that we have for you. I promise you, Hashem, that from the moment I'm going to fight for you, you can be assured, this kid said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that until the last minute I'm going to fight with you and struggle with you not to let go of the love that I have for you. Al Sipu Zeir V'Daimach, that's the end of the diary, the end of the quote from the diary. We're not talking about 10,000, we're not talking about Rabbi Akiva. We're talking about 60, 70 years ago.
Was he supposed to jump into the fire now?
Jump into the fire now and end it? Or hang around and suffer, who knows what suffering for, who knows how long.
And is there a pure, cold, halakhic problem that you've jumped in?
He gave up his life in such circumstances.
Is this like an... You know that you don't have to take a medication that will prolong your life. I mean, it's not that he was a boy in Tuck and Hustle. He was the... Is this what Shulchan Aruch commands us?
The Lachem will finish in the Rambam. The person of Goyal got in fear and says, kill him or you take the bullet. Yeah. So the Lach is you have to take the bullet and not kill your friend. What's the Lach if you don't? You kill your friend, you don't take the bullet. Rambam says you potter. Why? Because of honors. You're honors. Pashtas, yeah. Once again, the Cheshbon is in Shemaim, I don't know. But Pashtas, yeah, you're honors. Person who shared that kind of suffering. Person who was saying that kind of suffering. I can't put my head into the bunker. I can't get my head into the bunker tonight. Paskin Alocha, you have to have a sense of the material.
I can't understand
the material.
I can't understand that someone's actually in more pain and more pain and more pain, and they know that they will be dying soon. You know they have to muster up energy and shift into the time when it's over.
We know that if I end another person's life 1 second before he was meant to die, even if he was a gracious and whatever, I'm chayef for that. Even closing his eyes is really, you know, you're chayef. So why should it be any different with your own life?
Even though he was suffering, he still was able to learn Torah in that time.
But I'll be sure, Aruch, if he would have jumped into the fire, how seriously upset would they have been with him? I don't know. How you extract the klal from this and put this into your own lives, we'll see. We'll get there. The klal here has to be applied to our lives at least. How easily we give up our avos Hashem. How easily we give up our lives. For what? We have that today.
I'm saying it's not even a...
Yeah, but I'm saying even without that. I'm saying even in good times. Baruch Hashem, we are Baruch Hashem. Yeah, sitting here now. How easy do we give up our dveikus and our cleaving and our simcha v'tuv leivot? I'm just saying the smallest little inconvenience, and we already stop being happy. I'm saying that the test always got back to the test of Simcha v'tuv leivov. How the Simcha am I, despite what's going on? With Yeshiva Das, we at least have Yeshiva Das. How do you have Yeshiva Das to write the diary in those moments? I don't know. We can't, we have to extract the clay, like you have to do all everything and try and apply it in our own lives. There was no milk this morning, so you lose your kedim, you know, suddenly. I'm just saying. So. Al Sipu Zeir V'Daimav Niten Loim Asheruach HaKedesh Av Hiya Menes U'Mechata K'negdom, like the Gemara we saw in the Rishalmi, with Moshe Rabbeinu beat HaKadosh Baruch Hu K'v'yochel Shuk V'Luchos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tzitcheini Bi, you beat me, Masad. Sipurim Eilu Void Rabbi Machairim. Stories like this, and there are many, many stories like this. Tell yourself, there are 2,000 years of Golas, these are stories. Yom Yom. ממשיך ומעבירים את עוצם את הקשר והדוויקה שגילתו מגלה בכל דור הקלה ביחוסר אל החוסר. These are stories that continue and clarify the strength and the depth and incredible cleaving that the kala reveals of how much she wants the chosen. He yoshevus adayin umantina lo. Ukerish yoshoylech bal medina sayam hi metzapelo shiyakko. Sugazun. She's sitting and waiting like a wife whose husband's gone to medina sayam and she's waiting for him to come back. נמצין לנדים שקש אהב בין עם ישראל ובין השם יסברך הוא קשר שאין לנו בו סוגר ותפיסה. First thing we have to understand is this relationship that exists between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't understand how deep this bond is. Gevur al gevur mamash. It's way, way higher than we can begin to understand. Kaisheh Yehudi oimed v'shoyel es atzmai. Mi ani? When a Jew stops and asks himself, who am I? Hatshuvi gevur b'yosha. What's the answer? How would you answer that question? Mi ani? The answer is ani reyesha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm a HaKadosh Baruch Hu spouse. We answered the question in the chapter before this. Mi ani? Ani ben yochid shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's only child. Yeah? And now who am I? I'm Hashem's wife. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yesh kevi yochid dira betachtoinim v'dira zu ani reyesha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, a dwelling in this lower world, and in that dwelling I'm his wife. Ani kalosai, tachni sabriya, kula lo tuchel etzeis, ela poel biladi. The whole purpose of creation, the whole workings of the my separation, could not come to fruition without me. Al adam lachshoy, the person has to think, and you have to think hard. Not for 30 seconds. Yetochen amnam sheineni chai alpi mitziu zu. Ach ein ze meshaneh et hametziu samitish. You must think, okay, I'm not living according to this Metzias. I'm playing another game. I'm playing by a different set of rules. Ach, ein zem, mashanet the Metzias amitis. It doesn't change the Metzias. I once told a guy, I was working with Tshuva, you know, and in Kirov, a guy, you know, the famous one, and they look, you believe in a God, therefore there's a God. I don't believe in a God, for me there's no God. So I said, yeah, I understand wrong. There's a Metzias. Either there is a God or there isn't a God. If there isn't a God, then you're right and I'm wrong. If there is a God, I'm right and you're wrong. But you can't have a situation where I believe there's a God, he suddenly pops up, and when you stop believing, he suddenly pops down and disappears. There's an objective reality. This table's yellow, it's not here. I say it is, and you say it isn't. So one of us is wrong. You want to argue about who's right and wrong, but don't give me nonsense that makes no intellectual sense at all, that just because you believe in a God, so now there's a God. You believe in a God, and you're wrong. So you're living in fantasy land, if there isn't one. And if there is one, and you believe that there isn't one, so you're living in fantasy land, but you can't both be right. You can't both be normal. You understand? That's possible. So whether you believe this material or you don't believe this material doesn't make anything. Abba Rabba Batanu. Boni Matem L'Shem Elokecha. Roisi. That's the material. Shrei Oyvede Sayisa Kale Hi Matsiyosa Mamash. Because the fact that we are Hashem's Kale is the reality Mamash. Kashe Kol Adam Yobin Emes Noi Rezu Ki Ani Kaviyocho B'nai Yechidi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'gam Kolosu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person starts getting this real, and starts getting this inside and accepting this as a reality, that I'm Hashem's son and his wife, Hu Gam Yovin Sheyesh Lo Tafkid Meyuchad Ba'olam, then the next consequence, he starts realizing that there is a unique purpose in this world. Tafkid She'osa Lo Yuchal Batzeh Shum Nivra Acher, that no one else can do except him. If he doesn't do it, it's never going to get done.
Reality,
you're
son or his wife?
Both. The way you relate to your wife and the way you relate to your husband, according to all the halachas, Hashem relates to us in both those aspects. What will be when there's a contradiction? Good. Then Hashem has a paitik and he asks a shala. The last line here quickly. Adam lachshav yeshvi nakuda v'tapkid shebishvilam nivrasi. I have a certain point and a purpose for which me I was created. Ubo ani yochid b'olam. In that thing, I'm a unique individual, no one else in the world except me. Okay, to be continued.
Isn't it all interpersonal relationships, really? Is this the